roots are pushing all the liquids to their leaves. And when you cut, the tree can start to, can I say, bleed. So it starts to push out the liquids. And this might drain the plant and really harm it. So no cutting on water days, just watering. Thank you. It's winter now. We're going towards Christmas and holiday season. The amount of lights has already decreased, starting from September. The plants have turned their energies inward, become dormant, hibernating until the spring. You might recognize this from the drop in the needed amount of water. New leaves hardly appear anymore, and some of the older leaves might turn yellow. Heating of homes dry the indoor air, but the sprayed water mist refreshes the slumberous. I have a question through our Instagram, which is at Radio Multe. Is it hard on our house plants in winter if our apartment is cold during the day, then warm at night? This is a difficult question. Depends what kind of plants you have, really. Usually you would have your plants on the windowsill where it's already a little bit colder than it is further in the apartment. So maybe the temperature changes are not that radical on the windowsill. Yes, I'm just wondering. I'm wondering if I have an answer to this. I think the houseplants, they have been developed, like houseplants existed already a couple hundred years in the ancient times. That was weird. Let's just say the houseplant has existed for a long, long time, and they gradually have been, you know, cultivated or developed towards becoming this sort of generous beings that can thrive in dry house air, in the indoors, with not necessarily direct sunlight. And this is what makes them rather easy to tend. If you're really into, let's say, orchids, the varieties that you can buy even from the supermarkets today was not the thing like 50 years ago. You would have had to build a greenhouse because these varieties were not suitable for. So the development or the manipulation of the plant has really like optimized toward this sort of cohabitant with humans indoors. Bergen is generally very, very rainy, and there's a lot of air humidity even inside the apartments. But there's also not so much sunlight because we have so much rain. You can also help your plants during the dark time with additional plant lights. And you can just get bulb, like a plant light bulb, to your regular lamp and direct it quite close, a maximum 1 meter away from the plant. And especially if you have larger plants, not close to the window. And this is... especially the first caller in mind, because we're now in this winter sleeping period. You should not repot your plants unless it's absolutely necessarily, like a plant, like a pot drops on the floor and breaks. And generally, you should not fertilize now, not outside of the growth season, which is again from March till September. But in the winter time, you can nurture plants with liquid seaweed, which is not exactly a fertilizer, but that has been known to be beneficial to plants even before the commercial fertilizing industry developed. And as the name suggests, this fertilizer has been derived from natural seaweed sources. Then the salt water has been rinsed off. And then it's allowed to decompose or ferment in water until the plant material is broken down into liquid or type of a slurry. And in my personal experience, this provides nutrients to plants during the dark season without actually giving them boost to grow. After all, it is not the growth season. Our studio hotline is still open. You can call 4622-3074. Hello, you're on air.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Det Øystein.
Hi, Øystein.
Er det noen som snakker norsk der?
Jeg snakker norsk.
Ja, det var hyggelig. Jo, takk for informasjon om planter.
Vær så god.
Du, vi har en sånn, eller jeg har en plante etter min mor, som det en sånn hengeplante.
Ok.
Jeg vet ikke hvilken type det den, den har, den vel en meter lang, og har fått veldig litt vann den siste tiden, og nå det bare to sånne små stengler igjen som henger ut og ned en meter.
Oi, oi, oi.
Det jo litt trist da, men jeg vet ikke om han vil komme seg igjen. Jeg har vannet den litt grann. Kan det være lurt å bruke noe, noe gjødsel til den, og se om han kommer seg da?
Akkurat nå, jeg synes gjødsel ikke en veldig bra idé. Plantene pleier å sove nå fra september til mars, så akkurat nå de ikke så veldig aktive, de ikke vokser i det hele tatt. Så det beste å, ja, som sagt, ikke gi gjødsel.
Bare vente og se om den kommer seg igjen.
Ja, kan du beskrive hvordan de bladene av planten ser ut?
Ja, de jo, det ikke så veldig mange blader igjen nå, for å være helt ærlig. Det vel, de grønne selvfølgelig, de som der, og de vel, de litt avlange. De cirka, ja, en seng 10 millimeter lange, sånn cirka. Små. Og den har hatt noen veldig fine blomster da, for et sånn cirka halvt år siden. Og de blomstene, de var sånn lyserøde. Og hang jo av på stenglene nedover da. Det nok så tynne stengler, kanskje bare 1,5 millimeter, 2 millimeter kanskje i tykkelsen.
Hadde... Unnskyld, ja. Bare si fra.
Ja, og så de, så når det var, det var flere stengler, så var de, så hang de jo da nedover, de cirka en meter lang, som jeg sa. Og det var grønne blader oppover, eller nedover hele veien, egentlig. Det var en nok så fin plante, da. Men nå jeg lurer jo på om den vil komme seg igjen. Og hvis stenglet er bra, kan det fremdeles være liv nede i røttene, sånn at det kan vokse opp noe nytt.
Mm. Ja, det er litt vanskelig spørsmål. Kunne du beskrive at de bladene er litt som saftige og tykke, eller tynne og brede?
De er ikke brei, og de er ikke så veldig tykke.
Okay.
De er vel, jeg vil nok si at de var kanskje litt tynne også.
Okay.
Men hvilken type plante det kan være, det vet jeg ikke. De, når det var blomster, så var det litt sånn, litt avlange, klokkeformete kanskje blomster på da. Han var veldig fin da, når de blomstret. Plutselig så bare blomstret han her, for ja, det vel var nå i sommer da. Men han har jo hangt, hengt lenge, også hos min mor da, som har hatt det noen år hos seg, men hun døde nå for etter tatt år siden da. Og da så overtok jeg den blomsten. Den står, selve blomsterpotten står nok så høyt oppe i stuen på en hylle. Og så, så den har jo lys der den henger da. Der disse stenglene henger ned.
Unnskyld, er det langt fra vinduet?
Hva? Ikke direkte, men nok så nærmt et vindu.
Ok. Hvilken vindretning åpner den vinduet til?
Den er sørvendt.
Ok, så det borde få ganske godt lys, faktisk.
Det kan få bra med lys, men ikke direkte lys.
Ok. Nå, om du... Nå, ja, synes du at akkurat nå, den potten ser kanskje litt for stort til den planten, på grunn av de livene bladene har falt av? Og...
Ja, det er vel kanskje fordi at det har vært... Det har vært lite vann, da. Han har fått lite vann.
Mm. Ok.
Men han har fått litt vann. Nå som jeg kjenner oppi, så er det jo en, så er det litt fuktig. Det er litt pittelig, litt grann fuktighet oppi potten, da.
Det er, så, det er litt utfordring å svare til det, men... Kunne du tenke å prøve sånt at om et par dager når vi er ut fra solar eclipse, du kunne bare ta ut den planten, ta ut av mesten av jord og se på de røttene. Om de røttene ser lyse ut, det betyder at planten har det ganske all right. Men om de har blitt som tørre og svarte, det betyder at, eller som even som mørkt brun, det betyder at de er døde.
Så ja, akkurat.
Og du kan prøve å fjerne, du kan prøve å fjerne de døde røttene, og da finne en potte som lå den vann komme gjennom. Ikke sånn at det er sånn stengt potte, skjønner du hva jeg mener? Ja. Hul i bunn.
Det er hull i bunnen, og så står han på en asjett eller noe sånt, ja.
Akkurat. Så at du kan, og ja, og særlig nå, når det er vintertid, de liker ikke så mye vann.
Mm.
Så det hadde vært min, særlig at det er som kjære plante til deg fra din mor, så skikkelig da har lyst til å prøve å redde den. Så ja, det hadde jeg prøvd.
Skal jeg plukke av litt av jorden da, for å se om jeg ser røttene? Er det det du tenker på?
Akkurat sånn. Sjekke på de røttene, at i hvilken kondis det er. Du selv tenker at kanskje du har ikke vannet nok.
Mm.
Og da det er veldig lett å starte vannet litt for mye.
For mye, ja.
På en gang. Og særlig om den planten kan ikke bruke så mye av den vann, fordi det har så lite blader akkurat nå. Ikke sant?
Ja, det er jo egentlig logisk. Mm.
Så det er litt kanskje vanskelig å finne den balans.
Mm.
Men ja, man burde jo alltid forsøke.
Ja, det kan jo være interessant å prøve det. Jeg skal se litt på det med røttene da. Hvis jeg skal plante den om, hvilken type jord bør jeg legge til da?
Du kan bare, fordi jeg tror at du har ikke sånn kaktus, det høres ikke ut som kaktus-type plant.
Nei, det er ikke en kaktus.
Ja, nei, som, eller som succulent. Så jeg tror at som vanlig plotte, eller som plante jord, passer veldig fint.
Ja.
Men ja, det er litt som ikke den beste mulige tid for...
Å plante om.
Ja, akkurat. Men om du har litt som nødsituasjon, da jeg synes det er lurt å bare sjekke situasjonen, så du vet hvor mye skal du vanne, eller sån av hvor, hva er den situasjonen med den plant? Om det har skjedd sånn at som du tenker at du har ikke vannet nok, så det er jo bare gradlig, så ofte da plantene faller ned i bladene, men røttene ja. Kan være ganske in okay kondis. Så
jeg skjønner. Mm.
Så
ja, ja, kanskje det er håp i hengende snøre da, som man kan si i ordtaket.
Mener du altså som ampel type?
Nei, nå bare tenkte jeg på et ordtak. Det er håp i et hengende snøre.
Ok.
Ellers så var det jo hyggelig å høre på, på at signalene kommer godt inn her i Godå, som er på Laksevåg mellom to fjell, egentlig.
Fantastisk! Vi er jo så. På kringkast, så det burde fungere.
Ja da, det, så jeg skal nå lytte litt mer. Dere er vel ferdig med sendingen, det er klokken 12 i dag.
Ja, det stemmer, og kanskje vi blir ferdig litt tidligere, men vi ser hvor langt, hvor mange folk ringer inn fortsatt. Og
ja, ja. Ja, jeg visste jo om dere på forhånd da, så, men jeg kan godt tenke meg at, at dere litt, snakker litt norsk innimellom også, selv om jeg skjønner jo engelsk da, men det er ikke mitt morsmål da.
Nei, nei, men så fint at du ringte, fantastisk. Tusen
ja,
takk.
Men bare, jeg er jo litt nysgjerrig. Hva, nå snakker jo du bra norsk da, men du er ikke, det er ikke morsmålet ditt. Hvem kommer du opprinnelig fra da?
Jeg er finsk, og finsk er mitt morsmål.
Ja. Akkurat. Ja, det kan jo, da tenker jeg på Mumitroll og de tingene der, Tove Jansson.
Ikke sant? Det er den første, ja, det er den første kanskje assosiasjonen.
Ja, også den finske skolen da, som du, da har du vokst opp med den, du da kanskje?
Ja da, jeg har ikke bodd mer enn kanskje 7 år i Norge, så.
Mm. Ja, men du snakker jo bra norsk, det er jo ikke alle som greier å ta til seg andre språk så veldig lett, men det, vi er jo forskjellige.
Det er vi, som er plantene også. Tusen takk, Øyvind, at du ringte.
Ja, tusen takk for at jeg fikk komme med. Ha en fin dag, og kanskje på gjenhør.
Like måte, ha en fin dag videre. Ha det!
Ha det.
Hello, you're on air.
Hello, it's Ege.
Hey, Ege.
How are you doing?
I'm good. We are live.
Yeah, I really like that the plant-oriented idea of show, because usually I spend my Saturday and Sunday morning with, like, watching my plants. So it was so, like, Fantastic. Cozy to just listen and also watch my plants, so thank you very much.
Thank you so much, that is such a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, but yeah, I have a question regarding one of my plants that I got it from a friend. I think it's called like foxtail.
Okay.
I didn't understand what's the problem yet, but the relatively young ones, they are like turning yellow constantly, and I read that it likes the artificial light, so I put it in under artificial light, and I'm trying to not to overwater it, but still the young leaves are coming yellow, and yeah, I didn't understand the problem, but I wanted to ask you, maybe you know something.
I'm not totally sure is this how foxtail kind of a fern type plant?
Let me search for the name quickly. because I don't know the real. Okay, so it says foxtail ferns, definitely, yeah.
Okay, and yeah. You have a foxtail that is turning yellow.
Yes, especially the young ones. Like old leaves, they're kind of like doing okay, but the young comers, they're like coming yellow.
Okay.
Or turning yellow.
What is your watering cycle?
I mean, I usually check the soil to see if it's dry. And also with this plant, I put it in a pot. It's in a pot, and I put it in a different pot that it can just like drain out. So because I didn't know how to take care of it, so usually I water like every 8 to 10 days.
That sounds a pretty good cycle. Did you manage to catch up on the part when we were talking about the water days?
Yes. Maybe I should follow that.
Sometimes just watering on the wrong days can do actual damage to the plants.
But
so the ferns are kind of tricky.
Yes.
So they are really particular when it comes to light and very particular when it comes to amount of water.
Yeah.
Do you spray your ferns?
Not this one. I mean, I spray my other plants sometimes, but I didn't do anything to this one because, again, I wasn't sure if it likes that much water or maybe it needs some adjustment time since it came to my place. So.
Hmm.
So I didn't spray that one actually.
Hmm. So in a way, with the ferns, they prefer a little bit more moist soil. But then again, you should not overwater them. So it's like really finding the right balance.
And they
really enjoy the spraying of the leaves.
Yeah, okay. Then I can start doing that.
Because that's also a one way for the plant to take in the water, you know, the water humidity to the leaves.
Yeah, okay. Then I'll give this a shot and hopefully it will be, yeah.
And how big pot this newcomer is in?
It's not like super big pot, so it's like its own pot kind of like nicely fit into the outside pot, so it has like some kind of place underneath so it can drain the water.
Hmm.
So it's not a big pot, so it's like completely like fit inside, like there's not much space around.
Okay, yes, because this can be also, and if it's like a very new plant, it doesn't have much roots, right?
Yeah.
So it takes time for it to grow the root, so to also to regulate the water levels.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be to go online and check the water days from the moon calendar and start to follow this 8-day cycle.
Yeah.
And see if this helps.
Yeah. No, then I'll do that, and hopefully it will be happier soon, so.
I cross my fingers for your fern.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.
Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, have a nice day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are approaching the end of the show, but there's still one topic I would like to talk about. As we are approaching the Christmas holiday season, there are a lot of Christmas plants on the supermarkets, on the flower stores, you know, the poinsettia, also known Ponoske julestjerne, different kind of onion bulb plants like hyacinth and amaryllis, and also the plant that is in Norwegian called iltopp, in English flaming Katie, or even specifically Christmas kalancho. And I'm wondering, how do you feel about these plants when the bulbs have dried, when the holidays are over? Do you feel like just throwing them to the trash and or compost them, or have you considered that they could also receive a new chance after they've bloomed? I bought a beautiful white alfresco amaryllis bulb last year, and I tended it and it grew and it made these most beautiful white flowers with these round leaves and our petals and green hue in the center. And after it blossomed, it kind of got these long slouching leaves that were dragging on the windowsill. And but because of I always try to give a plant a chance until it is actually impossible, I move this bulb to cold entrance of the house, where it kind of where I really really rarely watered it, because and after the leaves turned kind of yellowish, I cut the leaves off, and then it just started to kind of hibernate, even if it was late summer, and now I have, like a while ago, I took out the plant again and see if it could kind of start to grow again. And amazingly enough, the center of the bulb had stayed firm, although it had shrunk remarkably. Now, I did not remove the outer layers of the onion. I let the brown layers, I let them be, and now it has start to push a green start again. I do wonder if it will be in bloom until for the Christmas, but at least it will be there for the January. I'm quite optimistic about that. And now because it is a seasonal plant and it is the new moon today, I will wait for a couple of days, and then I will repot this amaryllis. And I also have other the flaming Katie. I received once. It was just the iltopp. It didn't have any flowers, it was in bloom when I received it, but then it kind of just dropped the flowers and was this kind of very very small, easy to overlook type of plant on my windowsill. But I kept tending to it, fertilized it, and now it has actually grown to be quite exciting looking, a long kind of draping stems, and the stems have turned into this sort of thick brownish things. Some of the leaves have fallen from long way from along the way, but It actually looks really, really cool. So if you have hyacinths or other pulps, or even this, in Finland we call it the Christmas rose. I believe it's called can't remember now. But anyways, these plants you can also plant outside, and the bulbs can't have the possibility to sprout again and get to know the outdoor environment, and you might have joy out of these plants much longer than you would think. And this, I think this is it. Behalf of Jetil and myself, I would like to thank of all of our listeners, of our callers. Thank you for listening to Radio Multe and Plant Oriented. Stay tuned until the next time.
Thank you for listening to Radio Multe 93.8 FM in Bergen, Norway. Radio Multe is grateful to Bergen Kommune for its support. We are also live streaming thanks to our partnership with Wave Farm. This is Karen Werner, redactor of Radio Multe. Tune in same time, same place tomorrow night from 8 to 10 for more from the Radio Multe archive. Good night. Thank you.